I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're going to get right to our next guest, one of our favorites, Matt Adams. He can be seen every week on the Golf Channel, and his Fairways of Life show is live weekday, streaming on YouTube and Facebook, and can be heard from 8 o'clock Eastern on the Fairways of Life apps. He's got a brand new studio. He's got some surprises in store that we'll get to. Matt, always good to talk to you. Good morning to you. Are you surprised that there were 21 players in red numbers after the opening round?
Well, when you compare that to the history of Wingfoot, when they had 17 total under par rounds in the five previous U.S. Open stage there, yes, it was surprising. But I think it was a reaction of a couple things. The current USGA is very reactionary, and I think because of the length of the rough and the reputation of the golf course was allowed to be a little bit softer. As a result, the hole locations were also allowed to be a little bit more accessible. You have that combination in good weather. The temperature got up to almost 80 degrees yesterday. There was virtually no wind. That combination with today's players, and they're going to go low, and that's exactly what they did.
What did you see from Justin Thomas with his 5-under?
Well, there was a lot of things that impressed me with Justin Thomas. Probably most notably is that he's now working with a new putting guru. The gent's name is John Graham. And as a result, you could see his speed control, his distance control was very good on these Tillinghast greens that were redone by Gil Hanse 4 years ago. And as a result, you've got a lot of little swales and knolls, and it's easy for three putts to sneak up on players. And he had really good control of that. The significance of what Justin Thomas did is not only the fact that his 65 represents the lowest score shot at a U.S. Open at Wingfoot, but perhaps more distinctively for him, it's his lowest opening round mark in a major championship.
Nice.
What's interesting when you look into Justin Thomas's numbers, major champion, all the rest, his world ranking, all the rest, I don't still think he gets the credit that he deserves. He holding this first round lead or co-lead for him is an eighth time on the PGA Tour. And in the seven prior times that he has done it, he's converted four of those to victory. That is an absolutely remarkable stat when you consider that we're talking about a lead in the first round. In fact, since the start of the 16-17 season, he's opened eight PGA Tour events with a 65 or better. He's gone on to win those five times. So it's really impressive with what Justin Thomas is doing.
Okay, you know I love you, but I don't know how you do this first thing in the morning. I'm not a morning person ever, and you are spouting off stats and figures like you've been awake for 7 hours.
I actually, that's what happens when you're a morning host. You know that.
Yeah, I tried it once. It didn't go well. Matt Adams with us here from the Golf Channel and Fairways of Life Radio. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. He was playing in a pretty high-profile threesome along with Tiger Woods, Colin Morikawa, of course, who's made a name for himself in 2020. What happened to his playing partners?
Yeah, it didn't go as well for them. With Tiger, it happened late. Tiger's round was all over the place, first of all. It was kind of this up and down roller coaster round. But for Tiger to finish with a bogey and a double bogey, at least in that first round, it sealed his fate. You know, you're looking at Tiger 8 shots back. And the big question that everybody has right now is, well, can Tiger make up 8 shots over 54 holes? The answer, of course, is yeah, he could do it. It's possible to do it. But what happens with Tiger is, as fans of Tiger, we all cast ahead what we want to happen instead of the reality of what could happen. If you're 8 shots behind, not only do you need to make up 8 shots on the leader, but there's a lot of traffic between that individual and where you are,
right,
and you need everybody else to stand still just for you to make up the 8. So presuming that there's going to be continued jockeying, someone's going to go under par, even though the winds are expected to crest at almost 20 miles per hour by this afternoon. Undoubtedly, the USGA, remember I was going back to that opening comment about reactionary, chances are that the golf course will be set up tough today, mix in the wind that they have today, and all of a sudden, because otherwise they're going to sit back and they have to look the membership in the eye, they have to look everyone straight up and say, yeah, we had a record round tomorrow, we won't have that today, we're going to tuck the pins a little bit more. Then the winds kick up, and it seems like the golf course can go the other direction. So it's almost like they're in a no-win situation as far as that goes. My opinion is, just as an aside here, Amy, set the golf course up, let the guys shoot whatever they shoot, and stop worrying about it. Whoever shoots the lowest score wins. Don't worry about all of this over-engineering in terms of setup. Set it up fair and go, just like the PGA Championship does, just like the RNA does with the Open. Nobody ever complains about what the Masters does because they do what they want. So from all that standpoint, what I was saying with Tiger is for him to catch the leaders, whoever they are, Justin Thomas or otherwise, he has to go beyond those 8. And when you start to talk about that hill, it's a really steep one to climb for Tiger Woods. He dug himself a hole.
Mm. Okay, so then interestingly enough, Dustin Johnson, who's on a tear and the number one player in the world, Jordan Spieth, and then Tiger are all at 73. Which one of them is most likely to make a run over the next 3 days based on their game?
Well, it's highly unlikely that it's going to be Tiger because he's given us no indication from, as he puts it, reps, to use his vernacular, that he has that in the tank right now. There's just simply no indication. When he was cruising along yesterday, and he had a little birdie run in the middle, but it was looking good for Tiger, and it looked like, hey, we might see a 2-under round when it's all said and done. That wouldn't be so bad for Tiger Woods. He'd be knocking on the door, and he might be able to sneak in there. But from what we're seeing right now, there's no indication that he's going to go explosively low in order to hold off the bad side of what can happen. Remember, he had a double bogey amongst his bogeys that he posted yesterday. When it comes to Jordan Spieth, he's searching. He has been searching, and there's no indication that that has changed whatsoever. He said as much yesterday when he told the press that, look, I never give up. No one's doubting the fact that he is committed and that he won't give up. What people are doubting is his ability to go super low, which you have to now. Well, that brings us to DJ. This is the DJ who just got voted the PGA Tour Player of the Year. This is the DJ that just won the Tour Championship. This is the DJ that went on an absolute tear with 2 second places and 2 wins and 4 starts. So of those 3 players, can Dustin Johnson, who at one point recently had 280s and a 78 in withdrawal and then seemingly turned it around and did all these wonderful things, can he do something crazy stupid over the next 3 days? Absolutely he can. He's the one that can do it. Could he go super low today? Absolutely he could do it. Because what he has this ability to do, which is not unique amongst champion golfers, but it is unique to him in terms of how he approaches it, is that he's able to shut off consequence. He doesn't seem in any way to be bothered by the ghosts of what took place in a round past. He just puts it out of his mind. You used to be able to sit down, I'm sure it's still the same way, with Jack Nicklaus, and you'd ask him about, hey, what about the 7-iron you hit here? You know, some glorious shot. And he will tell you to the nth degree exactly what happened, how it hit, where it released, where it rolled. But if you ask Jack Nicklaus about a shot that went squirrely and sideways, he'd look you in the eye and he goes, I don't even remember that shot. And that's one of those traits of these champion golfers that Dustin Johnson has, more than perhaps any other. He didn't even remember having played Wingfoot before. He just if it doesn't have a direct connection to him, that's one, a glorious one, and sometimes even there, that bridge is not enough. He just casts it. He purges it from his memory. So of those 3 specifically, yeah, it's DJ.
That's great until your wife asks you to take out the trash and you claim you have no knowledge of having ever heard the question. Mm-hmm. All right, Matt. So before I let you go, you've got this gorgeous new studio and it's up on your Twitter account. So you've got this brand new setting for your Fairways of Life show. And I feel like you're giving away stuff every time I talk to you. So now it's a major championship week and you're giving away a set of irons?
Yeah, we decided because of all that stuff that you're talking about, Amy, and I appreciate you bringing it up. We want people to subscribe to us on YouTube. It's Fairways of Life on YouTube. And so I'm going to give away a set of these Cobra irons to someone that's a subscriber. We pick a random number, match it up to that subscriber, and give it away. So we're just using it as part of the promotion. So it's Fairways of Life on YouTube. Subscribe, and you're in the running. I'll draw it next Wednesday. But we're super excited. We're doing just like you and everybody else at a national level. We're using the technology that's out there today, yes, and just finding more ways to connect with people. And it's awesome. It's incredible what's happening in media.
You can find Matt on Twitter, see the studio, and also the link to the YouTube channel, Matt Adams FOL. The show is called Fairways of Life. If you don't hear it live, it's available on demand 24/7. He's also every week on the Golf Channel. And one of my favorites, which, you know, Matt, I say that to a lot of people, but I really mean it with you. So
thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Good to talk to you. Enjoy the weekend.
See ya.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.